The bill would have also limited entities that receive taxpayer subsidies from requiring proof of vaccination. Senator Kristen Phillips Hill said that thanks to the veto, students in K-12 through higher education will head back to school with little guidance on whether the COVID-19 vaccine will be a requirement.
The three approved vaccines have been approved under emergency use authorization. None of the vaccines have been fully approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration. And under federal law, an individual must be given the option to accept or refuse administration of the vaccine.
Instead of showing that no one will be denied an education because of a decision not to take a COVID-19 vaccine, Phillips Hill says that parents will now be forced to make difficult decisions in less than 2 months as more schools begin forced vaccinations. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.